If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
You guys, it's Rick Tittle!
Thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. That's me, you're you. We have the next 3 hours to talk. It's coffee talk. This dog's coffee. Sports talk, obviously. In the first hour on Fridays, though, we check in with Jan Wall, our film critic, and we bring in some entertainment guests. We also will have Warren Sapp in the third hour. But some breaking news, and that is, sorry to report that Tommy Lasorda has passed away at the age of 93. Tommy had been on my guest show before a couple of times, and get a chance later, I'll tell you a funny story about Tommy Lasorda yelling at me on the phone at one point. But you know, this was a guy who said, I've only put on 3 uniforms in my life. The Boy Scouts, the Army, and the Dodgers. He goes on and on, fighting with the Philly fanatic. I said, I bleed Dodger blue, and when I die, I'm going to go to the big Dodger in the sky. I mean, this guy is, even though he was with Brooklyn back in the day, when he was on the Hill of Thrills, as he called it, this guy was... an embodiment of the Los Angeles Dodgers, there's no doubt. And much to my chagrin, in 1988, in that World Series championship that they won in their first, they just got, of course, a couple months ago. He also was the manager of the Olympic team. Remember the Doug Mendkiewicz, if you'd like, Olympic baseball team as well. So anyway, I'll tell you my Tommy Lasorda stories later. As I said, he's been on the show a couple times before. And one time he did kind of yell at me on the phone, which is a funny story. Rest in peace. Tommy Lasorda. We're on the TuneIn app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app. We're around the world on American Forces Radio Network, 500 outlets, 177 countries. You should see sportsbyline.com as we stream along. Rick Tittle with Jan Wall. Come on back.
What do you want to da-da-da? What do you want to da-da-da? I've not a da with a da-da-da. We could switch to Progressive, da.
Oh, yeah?
We could switch to Progressive and sa.
Mm-hmm.
We could sa and have to buy some za.
Oh, yeah. Let's switch to Progressive, to da, and get some za with the money we saw.
Yeah.
Now we know we're gonna da, ta-da.
These days, nothing is normal and everything is weird. But you could still save big when you switch to Progressive. It might just be the most normal thing you da, ta-da.
Quote to da at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your
your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Program. On the line is Paul from California. Hi, Paul. What's your tax problem today?
Hi, Ronnie. Love your show. Listen, I've got a big problem. You see, my paycheck was garnished last week, and I'm only getting half the normal amount. To make matters worse, the IRS froze my bank account. Listen, I'm embarrassed and scared. I need some help.
Listen, Paul, you don't need to feel embarrassed. You just need some tax help. And the great news is the IRS has some unbelievable programs that can eliminate your tax debt so you don't have to worry about having your paycheck garnished or your bank levied. Doesn't that sound great?
It sure does, Ronnie.
Then do yourself a huge favor and get a free consultation right now. And tell them the tax lady sent you.
855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. That's 855-715-5721.
Are you looking for great sports memorabilia with the fastest shipping in the industry? Check out auctionofchampions.com. The fastest growing sports memorabilia auction house in the country, Auction of Champions has a huge variety of PSA 10 graded rookie cards, the largest selection of Fanatics licensed jerseys, and the best customer service in the business. With all items authenticated by third-party companies like JSA and Beckett, you'll love Auction of Champions. Check out auctionofchampions.com.
Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. Rick Tittle is a genius, the best show ever. He's so wonderful, genius, the best show ever. He's so wonderful. Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. Rick Tittle is a, he's so handsome, he's a genius.
Well, not that humble, apparently. Anyway, welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, as I mentioned, around the world on American Forces Radio Network, terrestrial radio, extraterrestrial radio with aliens, I guess. And in the first hour, we always take a little look in the entertainment world, and we do that with a very good friend, the very famous film critic, Jan Wall. How are you doing, Jan?
I'm all right, Rick. How are you doing? It's been a rough 3 days here in our country, but we all hang in. There's some movies I would really recommend right now that are relevant. Like one is called 7 Days in May with Burt Lancaster and Kirk Douglas. Really a movie that kind of talks about insurrection. And it's there's a lot of them. I'm going to do a whole class on insurrection in the movies. Because whatever's happening in the world, I always find a way to use it in the movies.
Yes. No, I do wonder why a certain gentleman is not an enemy of the state. We'll get into that a little bit later. Let's welcome in our guest, our first guest. It is the lovely and talented Whitney Avalon, who is an actress and also a YouTube sensation, hundreds of millions of views over the years. And she's here to talk about her latest video, which just came out last month, called WTF 2020. Oh. Whitney, thanks for coming on. When did you first find out that the power of YouTube and how it could you could just crush the world with it, so to speak?
Hi, yes, great to be here. Yeah, YouTube, has been around for quite a while, but the fact that it is free and it is in almost every country in the world does mean that if people start to notice something, you can get a lot of attention right there on that platform. So I've had that happen a bunch of times over the years with various comedy music videos that I've created. And as you said, this latest one where I'm just lamenting what on earth has been going on in all of last year, and it turns out also continuing into this year, because the calendar is arbitrary. I'm not sure if you guys knew. But turns out January 1st, nothing actually really immediately changes, which is part of what I talk about, sing about in the song.
Absolutely.
But yeah, it's been a real trip. It's been a real trip having people all over the world enjoy my music on YouTube and on other platforms.
I found I have a YouTube. Hi, Whitney. This is Jan Wall, and I'm a big fan.
Thank you.
Yeah, hi, honey. I have a YouTube channel myself. It's called Jan Wall Showbiz, W-A-H-L, and it's my own YouTube channel. And I found this morning I talked to someone in Zimbabwe. I mean, when would that happen? It's just remarkable.
Exactly.
WTF kept me laughing during the new year, and I needed to laugh. I needed that laugh. So I would really recommend it to anyone who wants to laugh. And one of the things that make it work is you do what Billy Wilder, the great director, always said. You play comedy for truth. Could you talk about that?
Absolutely, yes. I come from an acting background originally, and then I was in theater and commercials and television and film and was also writing during all that time. And I absolutely agree that, A, what the world needs more than anything is a laugh, pretty much all the time, but especially these days. And also that if you just write something purely stupid, it's not worth it. I really care about the cleverness and putting the time in to make something that has a base in truth, because otherwise it's not going to stand the test of time. So even though a lot of my things look very silly, and they are mostly music, which, you know, does have that additional silly element, I try really hard to also make them smart and also give them a basis in reality and in something that's worth watching. So thank you for saying that, and I hope folks will agree if they go watch some of my videos, that even though the thumbnails look very silly, you will actually enjoy it when you click.
I wanted to ask you, too, about Brandeis, as I know you went there. And for me, on the West Coast, from Brandeis, I just know that, you know, Eleanor Roosevelt went there. And then Woody Allen, you know, teases that's where the rich Jewish girls go. What was Brandeis actually like?
I was in the theater 100% of the time. So I can really only speak to theater because I was studying theater and utterly obsessed. And then I started doing regional theater and like national tours and things during the summers as well, because, again, huge music and musical theater nerd. So that's my entire experience. Almost anywhere I go is generally around, like, what's the theater like? So that was my experience. It was a fine fit for me. And then getting to, you know, even in the midst of it, and then immediately afterwards, dive into the broader world of theater and, like I said, commercials and television has been a blast. And then expanding into the internet, who knew? You know, who even knew that was going to be an option? Nobody. And now here we are, like you said, talking to people in Zimbabwe, talking to people all over the world. It's a freaking delight, I tell you.
And also, it is a freaking delight.
I think we can agree it's both a delight and totally magical, and also the worst possible thing is that the internet gives us the opportunity to scream at strangers all over the world. People are doing as well.
You have really high production value in your WTF, and it reminds me of Randy Rainbow, if you watch Randy Rainbow.
Of course, I love him.
Yeah, we're all freaks for Randy Rainbow. But you have, what's similar is that you have a high production value in WTF. There's editing. There's all kinds of things that go on there.
Yes.
Are you doing all that yourself, or do you have a studio, or what?
So obviously during COVID times, I've had to scale back for safety's sake. So that was actually, this video was filmed in my living room with some backdrops behind me by one masked cameraman, distanced, you know, had been tested, who brought the camera and lights. Under normal circumstances, I've got a full crew. I'll have a hair and makeup person. We'll have clips and gaffers, which are the folks that deal with the lights and the equipment. We'll often be in an actual studio or on an actual location. Some of the videos you'll see on my YouTube channel, unlike most YouTube videos that are just, you know, shot in somebody's house, have full crews of, you know, a full film crew of 40 folks. If you look at some of those rap battles where we were working with stars like Sarah Michelle Gellar and Eliza Dushku and Yvonne Strahovski and all these amazing people, we do those as full film crews, and it's wonderful. It's a great way to make sure that, like I said, it's something worth watching, because I don't want to make anything that people just go, meh. I'm trying to avoid
right. You have had a lot of great stars in your Princess rap battles. And just time for one more question here. I think my favorite matchup, just on paper, and it made me laugh just to think about the matchup, was Katniss versus Hermione. Where did you come up with that?
Well, you know, those trilogies, those are much more than trilogies. I mean, the books originally for Katniss were trilogies. They both had such compelling, interesting stories, and they both had so much going on in their world, and I just really wanted to see them face off, and the magic of, you know, writing and producing is that you can make that happen. So we had Molly Quinn from Castle, who's just an absolute delight and loves Harry Potter, as Hermione, and we went into a space that looked like the Great Hall, and we had them rap battle, and it's a blast. If you're listening, just watch semi-mindless, but also we put a ton of time into the lyrics and the jokes videos. I hope they will check those out.
All right. Well, everybody, make sure to check it out. Go to the Whitney Avalon YouTube channel, nearly 2 million subscribers and close to 1 billion views as well. Whitney, congratulations. Thanks for joining us and happy
New Year. Thanks, Whitney.
Thanks so much for having me. It was a pleasure to talk to you both.
All right. Good stuff. We'll take a quick break. Rick Tittle and Jeanne Wall Moore Entertainment on the other side.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. That's 800-410-4771.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real health care for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable health care for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly health care payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current health care. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906. 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
It doesn't really matter. I don't like my job, and I don't think I'm gonna go anymore.
Rick Tittle thinks there's a direct correlation between dogs and lightning.
I think a lot of weird things. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle and Jan Wall with you all around the world, also on the American Forces Radio Network. It's a pleasure to welcome to the show veteran actress Marlon Mason. She's here to talk about her latest film called Senior Love Triangle, which is about a charming octogenarian World War II vet who forms relationships with two women and goes on a crusade to save them from the isolation of their retirement homes. Marlon, welcome to the show. What is it like to, you know, when you think about the early days of film and nowadays, what's the same as day one and what's completely different now when you make a movie?
Well, hi to both of you.
Hi, Marlon.
The difference mainly is the technology, I think. And in the late 70s, I found, as I was sort of coming to the end of my busy working days in Hollywood, I don't know, it's the auditioning is different. I don't know how actors do it today. Coming from the old school, you would go in, you'd meet with the cast director, sometimes the director, and you'd read for them. And I think that sort of more intimate exchange doesn't happen much anymore. I enjoy, I've moved to Oregon. My career pretty much came to a halt when I moved to Oregon. I thought I'd never work again, and discovered that I independent film, and it's a long time to go into now. I've been very involved in the very low budget independent. It's like making movies in the old days, and we can't afford the technology that the, you know, big studios have. So that's the main difference. But the work itself, it's all the same.
Marlon, you worked with some pretty amazing people. I wonder if you could briefly comment on two of them. One is Elvis Presley, who I had a couple of boyfriends who actually directed Elvis Presley movies, Harum Scarum, Kissing Cousins, and also another one, I forgot, Spin Out or something like that. And they all liked him very much but hated Colonel Tom Parker, who they felt kept Elvis from being the star he could have. You know, being the actor he could have. He was always a star, but he was never got to be the actor. And then The other thing is, so if you could talk about working with him and then also dating Rock Hudson.
Oh, well, Elvis, I don't have a bad word to say about Elvis. And somebody asked me not too long ago, if you had one word to describe him, what would it be? I said, there is no word. The guy was just amazing. And his birthday, I think, is today the 8th? It's his birthday today, and they were just showing, as we're speaking, got the movie I did with him on TCM. So it's a busy morning. It's a busy morning for me. And Elvis was amazing. I told him when I met him, I'm not a fan of yours, and he sort of looked at me like I was nuts. And I said, I don't mean that unkindly. Now, why is my phone never rings, and now it's ringing. Pay no attention to it. I was into Broadway musical stuff when growing up, and so by the time I worked with him, he had made 30 movies, and I'd just come off of a Broadway musical. And so I didn't follow his career or anything, and so I told him, I said, I don't mean it unkindly, but when he asked me to watch his comeback special in December, we were still shooting, and he said, he asked me if I'd watch it, he wanted to know what I thought about it. Oh my God. I went back to work Monday morning, knocked on his door, and I said, I told you I wasn't a fan. I said, I am now. And I just, of course, just laid all the accolades on him, and he just—I don't think the guy knew how talented he was. He's a wonderful actor. I loved working with him. I loved acting with him. But the saddest
Marlon, did you know that Barbara Streisand flew to Vegas to try to talk him into doing A Star Is Born with her? The Chris Christopherson role, it would have been great. He would have been fabulous. He wanted to do it.
Oh, my God.
But Tom Parker totally ran his life and wouldn't let him. Oh, so sad. Anyway, yeah, and what about Rock Hudson, that you you had a date with him and you found him pretty sexy, right?
Oh, my God. I would have followed him anywhere. He was just adorable. I had met him a couple of times at parties. We had the same publicity agent. So I was doing the series Long Street at the time with Jimmy Franciscus. And the Beverly Hills Women's Press Association, they had an annual do and gave out awards every year. And so because I was doing a series, I was invited to it, and they paired me up with Rock because it was all done through the publicity office. So he was just, that was one of the best first and only dates I ever had in my life. He was such fun. And
everyone knew he was gay, right? Everyone knew he was gay.
Everybody knew in town that he was gay, but you would never have known it. And I think he loved the women too. But when it was time to leave, we got back into our press guy's car, and he took Rock home first. And he said, "Would you like to come in for a drink?" Oh my God, I wanted to say yes, I would love to come in for a drink, but I couldn't because I had a boyfriend at the time. I never two-timed my boyfriend. So, that was a tough decision.
You know, Marlon Mason is with us, the new movie, Senior Love Triangle. You did just about every possible TV show in the 70s. Hogan's Heroes, Gomer Pyle, Odd Couple, Love American Style, Bonanza, Big Valley. It goes on and on and on and on. And I just wonder, do sometimes you're just switching channels and you completely forgot about something that you did and you're like, I have no recollection of this?
Of what? Of Senior Love Triangle?
No, of a show on TV in the 70s that you shot, and maybe you see it on TV someday, and you don't remember even making it because you made so many TV shows.
I didn't hear the question. So what is the question?
Oh, I wanted to ask you this. Do people ever confuse you with Marcia Mason? You're about the same age.
No, maybe in the early days. Although when she won her Oscar, my dad had a welding shop, which was sort of like a boys club, men's club. Guys loved to hang out there. And the next day after she had won the Oscar, one of his buddies came in and said, "Hey, congratulations, I saw your daughter won an Oscar." He said, "Oh, she did? I didn't know that."
I think what Rick was trying to ask you, Marlon, is if when you all those shows you did so many TV shows.
Yes.
Do you ever come across them when you're channel surfing, and does one stick in your mind?
Oh gosh, no. Oh, well, you mentioned Hogan's Heroes, that sticks in my mind, and you also mentioned Senior Love Triangle, which the director took a little snippet of Hogan's Heroes. The song and dance number I put in, and he interjected that into the movie, and it fit perfectly. And most people don't know it's me when they're watching the movie, and it's the other couple in the story. They're watching it as if it were a movie, so the audience doesn't know. But it was just a little thing that the director put in to surprise me. And because he said it fit so perfectly, you're singing Falling in Love Again, and it's so perfect for the scene. And and he said it doesn't matter if somebody recognizes you or not, because I was playing a real-life character, and she had been in show business. So it could have been it didn't matter. But only
Senior Love Triangle is a real story. It's real people.
Yes.
At the end, you get to see the real people. And even better than that, Rick, there's sex among seniors. Yay! Yay!
All right, well, I want to recommend everybody check it out. Available from Flamingo Eyes Productions. It is Senior Love Triangle. We've been speaking with one of the stars, Hollywood veteran, Marlon Mason. Thank you so much for being on the show. Congratulations on the film.
Oh, thank you so much. And check out On Demand. You can find Senior Love Triangle there. Oh, this has been great.
Thanks, Marlon.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Love to you both. Be safe.
All right. Good. Good talking to you.
She is so beautiful. Rick, you won't believe how gorgeous she still is.
Well, what's funny is that, like, you know, I started talking about some of the TV shows. Like, if we could talk to her for hours. I wanted to ask her about Phil Silver.
I know. Her head is still completely together and interesting. And, oh, my God, I talked to her for hours at a time. She's amazing.
I know. You think about Cannon and Barnaby Jones and Marcus
Welby.
Barbara
Stanwyck.
The Fugitive.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Man from Uncle, I Spy.
Richard Chamberlain.
I mean, it's just everything.
She knows everybody, and she remembers everything.
No, it's good to hear from her. She's just about the same age as my mom, too, so that's pretty cool. All right. When we come back, we will talk to both the director and the producer of a new movie called Molokai Bound. Rick Tittle and Jan Wall, come on back.
Now is a great time to replace your worn-out windows during the Renewal by Andersen 25-year savings event. Upgrade your home today. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Call now. Get four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty included. Renewal by Andersen takes every CDC-recommended safety precaution to protect your family. For 25 years, people have trusted us for their window replacement needs, and you can too. Call now to learn about our buy four, get the fifth one free window replacement offer.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
I'm not insightful enough to be a movie critic. Maybe I could be a food critic. These muffins taste bad. Or an art critic. That painting is bad.
My day will come.
I'm so disgusted by Rick Tittle that I find him very intoxicating.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle and Jan Wall with you on Sports Byline Coast to Coast and around the globe on American Forces Radio Network. It's our pleasure to talk about a new short film called Molokai Bound. And we have the producer, Chapin Hall, with us, and we're waiting to get director Alika Maikau as well. Chapin, welcome to the show. And I understand you kind of split your time between the islands and Los Angeles. How did this whole project come together for you?
Well, first off, thanks for having us on. And both Alika and I are from Oahu, both from the east side. So this came together when we had met shortly before this, I think at the Hawaii International Film Festival, but really spent some time in New Zealand at a film festival. And we were both coming home to Oahu from that film festival, and I had a camera with me, and we just, you know, were both inspired by films we saw and people we met, and decided to try to do something while we had a little window. So it was something that was pulled together quite quickly, actually.
And what were you trying to say in this film? Why did you call it what you did, and what was the purpose, really?
Well, so, I mean, Alika had the idea for a bigger feature film, and this short film was a part of it. I mean, part of it was the accelerated timeline, so having about a week and a half before we needed to shoot and before I needed to go back to LA meant that, you know, it was kind of, what idea do you have that we could do that simple, that you feel like you could write quickly, that so, you know, a lot of it was, what can we do with what we have and what we have access to that was simple, that we also both felt strongly would potentially turn out well. And so the title and the film itself all come from this bigger idea he has for a film. So he's been also writing that script, and the future script of Molokai Bound was put on the Indigenous Blacklist, which is the inaugural year this year. So, you know, it's considered a script to look out for, and that's unproduced. So, yeah, we're working on that now. So that's a big part of it. I think I have been working on documentary films in Hawaii for a number of years, and one of which, called Out of State, which is about Native Hawaiian prisoners, had been an inspiration to him for this idea, and that was part of something that we'd been talking a lot about, both my experience on shooting and the stuff that wasn't in the film, and also how that related to things he wanted to express as a Native Hawaiian director, you know, from the east side of Oahu, where we're both from originally. I don't know. Does that answer your questions?
Well, not so much.
Yeah, and I
about,
understand well, that we are now, sorry, Jan, we're now joined by the director, Alika. I've always been told by my friends to pronounce every vowel. So are you Maikau or are you Maikau? How do you say your name, Alika?
This one is just Maikau, yeah.
Maikau. Alika Maikau, talk about the story. It's a young man recently released from prison and coming back home, trying to reconnect with his family and his heritage. How did the story come together for you?
Yeah, I mean, one of the things for us is I actually feel like we're not so much progenitors of narratives as, like, we're documentarians, and these are just things that, these are scenes that we've witnessed growing up in Hawaii. So part of that was just wanting to transpose things that we've seen in our real lives in a story structure in a way that's hopefully relatable for people not from here.
Why the story of coming out of prison?
Unfortunately, in Hawaii, Native Hawaiians are disproportionately incarcerated, and it's a story that's you know, we grew up around things like this, and even for my lead actor, I mean, he grew up to sort of stories closer to this. So part of this was wanting to humanize people who I feel like are often maligned in society, and try to understand the experiences and circumstances that led to these tough situations.
So, Alika, are you still under the covers? Is it like 6:46 a.m. where we're talking?
I am above the covers. Yeah, no, we're fine.
It is 7:45. If I could add to what Alika just said real quick, you know, part of this too is that while we do have some local prison capacity, a lot of our prisoners, whether Native Hawaiian or not, are sent to prisons on the mainland. And sometimes that's, you know, a state prison that's in Arizona, or sometimes that's to other places, like, you know, in the past it's been Georgia and these other places. So oftentimes going to prison in the islands has meant spending a fair amount of time on the continent far from family. So you may not get visitors. So somebody like our main character would often lose touch with their children. You know, this is a story that, you know, my cousin's child has, you know, experience with his father. And so this is something a lot of us know all too well, is that, you know, even a very short prison sentence can lead to massive, you know, family upheaval.
Is that where the name Molokai comes into it? Because a lot of us know the history of Molokai.
Yeah, well, that is sort of that is a subtextual theme. Molokai is actually so we're working on expanding this short film into a feature film, and we were hoping to film that last year, and obviously many things that everyone was hoping didn't happen last year, but we're trying this year. And but in the feature film, Molokai plays much more of an actual factor in the story. So, yeah.
I've been to the Hawaiian Film Festival. It is really something. It's very inspiring. There's so many kinds of films, and Pacific Rim films, and just amazing Pacific Islanders. It's just a wonderful festival.
Absolutely. We're really grateful to call it our backyard festival. And it's not just, I mean, they do an incredible job of spotlighting Pacific cinema, but even, I mean, they show the best films. It's a culmination of the films from Sundance and Cannes and Toronto, and it's a truly wonderful festival. Yeah.
Yeah, we're so, lucky kind of beginning a small film industry in a lot of ways to have such a festival like that our local films can go to and play alongside good films and be inspired by all the stuff that comes from all over the world. Especially, they do a really good job of bringing in a lot of Asian cinema kind of before anywhere else.
I hope to come this year.
Chapin, I understand this film's been very well received where you did get it out so far. Is that correct?
Yeah. I mean, we're lucky that we have won awards. Kind of, I think, you know, the first four film festivals that went to it won an award at, and then, you know, it's continued to do quite well, including, you know, our first film festival made it Oscar qualifying. So, you know, that's what we're kind of actively working on now, is getting the word out and trying to get people to see, watch it and vote for it if they're at the Academy. But, you know, that's a ongoing process, and you know, we have hopes for trying to shortlist or other things, but, you know, that's all about hopefully other people just liking the film. But yeah, it's done quite well for a little film in the Pacific.
Okay, so how do people get to see it? Where do they go?
Currently it's not available everywhere, but we're working on some streaming and other release options. So hopefully, look out for it in the next couple months. It'll be available much wider than it has been up to now. It's only been film festivals.
Okay, the film's called Molokai Bound. We've been speaking with director Alika Maykal and producer Chapin Hall. Gentlemen, congratulations on the film. Thanks for your time.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. Good luck with the film.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
All right, Jan.
So great. Whew. These guys work so hard.
Let's try and get up to... Whew. Let's try add a little
what,
energy.
Honey?
Tell us, since we had... I don't know how this guy in Pennsylvania Avenue is not an enemy of the state after this insurrection he fomented. But anyway, beyond that, what's some... Mm-hmm. You talked about some movies that are in the same genre.
Well, yeah, because movies about insurrection... rebels, you know, and, you know, 7 Days in May is one about sort of egomaniacal militarist played by Burt Lancaster, who's the head of the Chief Joint of Staff, and he wants to take over the country and wants to do it from the inside. It's a little different than what we're experiencing right now, people rioting on the Capitol, but so he decides to do a coup on the president, played by Frederick March. And Kirk Douglas comes in and tries to stop it. It's very exciting. It's called 7 Days in May, and it's a really good one. Another one to see right now is about a man who goes insane with megalomania, you know, with being so sure that he is he can control all politics. And he's a TV star, and it's called A Face in the Crowd. And people think of Andy Griffith as, oh, yeah, Sheriff of Mayberry, no big deal. No, 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 no. Matlock, no, no, no. This is the movie that made him a star, and then he decided to go into being a good character. He's a real bad guy in this, and it's called A Face in the Crowd with Patricia Neal, about a guy who becomes insane with power after being a media star.
Do you know what? A little-known movie, before we go to break here, that I loved with Burt Lancaster when I was a kid. I'd say it's 1970, 71, somewhere in there.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Valdez is Coming. And
Valdez is Coming, yeah.
Yeah, he plays Valdez, which would never be allowed in Hollywood now, a white guy to play a Mexican guy. But this rancher like basically crucifies him and leaves him in the desert, and then he gets his revenge. And all Burt Lancaster says the whole movie is, tell them, Valdez is coming, and then he shoots everyone.
Oh God! You know, I'm so lucky. I knew him in real life. You know, I got to know him a little bit in real life.
Wow.
Lancaster.
We'll talk about
I know.
That
I was
someday.
Very lucky. Yeah.
We'll talk about that someday. Instead of two guys, we woke up in Hawaii and didn't want to get interviewed. We'll do that next time. Come on back with more recommendations with Jan Wall on the other side.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. That's 800-880-7167. Paid for by Airtime Media.
You spent over a decade in the Middle East, and I just wanted to say that I'm a great fan of your work.
Well, thank you very much.
Don't interrupt me, please. Thank you. What did I just say? Do you know who I am?
You must be crazy. Use a DOG. And if you was my man, I would have been kicked you out of my house by now. This is what had happened.
All right. Thank you for that, Rick Tittle, with Jan Wall. And Jan, of course, we always look to you to hear what to watch, what to avoid. Anything else on your docket?
I've got something. If you have Netflix or you don't have it, this is a reason to get it. It's called Bridgerton. It's the most popular thing now that they've ever done. It's amazing. It's a series, okay? So there's either 6 or 8 one-hour episodes, series one. It is amazing, set in 1805 England, and it's fantastically sumptuous, sexy, amazingly evocative of the period, and really engrossing. It's called Bridgerton.
And before we go, I heard the one thing about Bridgerton is that they go ahead and they cast actors that aren't white, even though at that time they probably would have been.
That's right. You just let go. Eventually it becomes seamless the way they do it. So there's people of all colors within this society. And it just works beautifully. The main guy now is set to be the new James Bond.
I heard people wanted him for that. Yeah. Hey, Jan, as always, thank you. And I know, listen, over the last year, we do these things over Skype and appreciate all your hard work.
Okay. Take care, darling.
All right. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.